Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. I'm your host, John Barth, and this is episode number 2 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. On today's episode, we are going to look at our second fundamental of success, pursue your dreams. This outside fundamental is the action fundamental that springs from our mindset of having a vision. Once we have an idea of who we want to be, where we want to go, and what we want to do in life, then we need to take daily action to boldly and courageously pursue the dreams which create our vision. If the process is more important than the result, if the who is more important than the what or where, then why do we even need to pursue our dreams? Taking action promotes growth and learning and always leads to the next step in the plan. This pursuit of our dreams drives us to take action because without action, we don't grow. The thing is, there's no guarantee that we will actually achieve those dreams. And that's okay. We must pursue our dreams with faith, not faith that just because we have a vision and we pursue it, that it will come true, but faith that we can become a person who impacts the world no matter what we experience. We need to have the mentality of a curious child. As children, we seek to discover new things, and our rate of growth is rapid. We don't care about getting results, and we are willing to try and fail. If we don't pursue our dreams because we aren't guaranteed to achieve them, then we're putting our purpose in life and the gift we were born with at risk. So how do we know if we have the right dream? When we constantly reflect on our vision and search for that meaning and purpose in our life, we're going to have some kind of dream that pulls at us. Maybe it's something from childhood that we haven't considered in a long time. Maybe it's a whisper that we constantly hear but always push to the side. You know, as we get older, we come up with all kinds of excuses why we can't pursue our dreams. I don't think the problem really is that we don't know what our dream is. The problem really is that we are afraid to pursue it. We're afraid that people will make fun of us. We're afraid that we're going to fail. We're afraid that we may actually achieve our dream, and it's going to create more responsibility in our life. But what if our vision changes? What if the dream we are pursuing changes? Then some of us think all the action we have taken is a waste of time. And that's one of the keys here. Your vision and your dream is fluid and will most definitely change, or at least take different shapes throughout your life. One of the coolest ideas that I have come across is from author Jeff Goins, who wrote The Art of Work. And in that book, he talks about making a pivot. Now, to me, with a background as a basketball coach, I completely understand what a pivot is. And maybe that's why I like the analogy so much. As we are pursuing our dreams, sometimes we're going to get to a point where we need to stop and pivot. It doesn't mean that we are completely giving up. We're just assessing the situation and turning in a new direction. You know, it's kind of like when we're in high school and looking for a college we want to attend. Sometimes the best campus visits that we make are to schools that we decide not to go to because we see what we don't like about that campus or that school, and it makes us realize what we really are looking for. But we would never know that if we didn't take the action to go visit the school. So sometimes the action we take before a pivot can actually help sharpen our vision by showing us doors we need to close. Or sometimes life will close those doors for us. And sometimes we just need to figure out the why that we started with in the first place. And so sometimes the pivot is not necessarily changing the what or the where, but it's changing the why and the how. Sometimes the pivot is internal, and realizing that we are where we need to be, but we need to remember why we started in the first place. And this can often happen with teaching and coaching. So as we look to pursue our dreams, sometimes we need to make a pivot, an external pivot to change the what and the where, or an internal pivot to change the why and the how. Here's the other thing. Sometimes the pursuit of our dream may not lead us to the thing we want, but instead, it may actually lead us to the thing we need. I love the movie Field of Dreams. I loved it as a kid, but now as a dad, I see it in a completely different way. In the movie, Ray Kinsella, played by Kevin Costner, is the main character, and he hears a voice that tells him to tear up his cornfield and build a baseball field so a dead baseball player named Shoeless Joe Jackson can come back and play ball. At the end of the movie, Shoeless Joe Jackson invites Terrence Mann, the writer who Ray picked up in Boston, to go out in the cornfield with the players and see what's out there. Ray's upset because he's always done what the crazy voice told him to do, and now he feels left out. Shoeless Joe asks Ray, "What do you want?" And Ray says, "I want to know what's in it for me." And without completely spoiling the movie for you, if you haven't seen it, Ray thought he was building the field so the old players could come back and play. But what Ray needed was to fall in love with baseball again, because that was a connection and a bond he had with his dad. And so it turned out that while Ray was pursuing a dream that would satisfy an external want, his journey actually led him to satisfy an internal hunger that he desperately needed. You know, I love the quote from Howard Thurman that says, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it, because what the world needs is more people who have come alive." We need to stay true to that dream that has been placed deep within our heart. So our second fundamental, the outside fundamental of pursuing our dreams, says look deep within our heart. I know you have a dream in your heart, and I want to encourage you to take action to get rid of your fears and take action to pursue your dreams with faith. There are going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be times where you have to pivot. But these are the parts of the story that make it so fun to listen to. And you have to have faith that your pursuit of your dreams will lead to what you truly need to make you the person you were created to be. On our next episode, we will move on to the next pair of fundamentals of success, knowing your integrity, which will lead to the outside fundamental of living by your principles. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's JONBARTHbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal, or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.